Hare Krishna, Monday morning. Sorry that I wasn't able to put up a podcast yesterday, but I thought to be able to do a kirtan, but the time never really manifest for a kirtan, and the whole day was really taken up with the festivities being wedding that we had yesterday for two Grihastha couples here from Budapest. It was a very beautiful autumn day. Unfortunately, since leaving Kazakhstan, I've had to face the fact that here in Hungary, at least, it's no longer summer. It's autumn. And it was, well, yesterday I sort of lived the day as a mixed experience, and I'll explain why. Of course, the wedding was really wonderful, particularly because Indradumna Maharaj was presiding over it. More specifically, he was the MC, and he did such a wonderful job. He'd organize things in advance with the devotees, rehearsing the different steps, and of course, he's very personal and friendly and beautiful smile. And that really won over very, very large attendance that we had. There were many relatives and friends, acquaintances of the devotees. And, of course, it also coincided with the Sunday program as well. So there were many devotees who came from Budapest Farm and elsewhere. So it was a really good preaching opportunity. In fact, Maharaj should ask that the brides be brought in a palanquin. And we did acquire one palanquin, which was nicely decorated. So that was a novelty. I don't think anyone, I hadn't anyway. I don't think anyone else who was present had seen brides brought in a palanquin. It was much ado, but it had good preaching impact, and the guests who came, the parents, as usual, they were very much touched by how seriously we take marriage and how elaborate the ceremony is, and most important of all, by the devotees, the bride and grooms, as well as the devotees present in the ceremonies, and being in the presence of such a large assembly of devotees has a real powerful effect on the hearts of people who have just come for the first time or very, very rarely come to the temple. On the other hand, that sort of presence of devotees wasn't a presence of uniform quality or type of devotees, should I say, but it was really varied, and it was the influence, or at least my perception of different varieties of devotees, that made the whole thing sort of a mixed experience for me. Perhaps the first one that I really observed here in Hungary, because there were many old devotees who had been initiated many, many years, who now I had to ask them whether they were chanting their rounds, encouraging them to do so, talking about following regulative principles, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, devotees who, some were married before but are no longer married. I had to guess really who was married to who, and consequence of that, children whose parental lineage wasn't absolutely clear, and who appeared and even behaved as they were, unfortunately, victims of unideal circumstances rather than the results of pure samskars and a perfect Krishna-conscious lifestyle. To see devotees without sikhas, or their sikhas turned into beards or long hair, was something that brought back memories of, for instance, the UK or other parts of the world, and sort of the varieties of non-devotional dress were all indicative of a change of lifestyle, a change of a different way of being than the way of being that many of these devotees had originally been trained in or taught in. And it was indicative of an obvious compromise of Krishna consciousness, practice of Krishna consciousness, and commitment to Krishna consciousness also within the heart. Of course, some people will argue or may argue that you can't judge what's within by externals, but generally for neophyte devotees, you can. It's only exalted personalities like Rishabhdev or Shukadev Goswami whose external behavior isn't a necessarily indication of what's going on within, or actually it is. It just requires deeper spiritual vision to be able to perceive that. In other words, I was experiencing that the result of spreading Krishna consciousness and preaching pure Krishna conscious message that Srila Prabhupada had given us has mixed results. Everyone doesn't become a pure devotee. Everyone doesn't stick to their vows. Everyone doesn't stick to the lifestyle that they were trained in. But, and generally, of course, by association, bad association, influence of the outside world, they compromised that. And I had to see that in light of the fact that next year will be sort of the 20th year that I came here to Hungary. As I mentioned before, I'd always thought that venture into Hungary was just a plus. Whatever happens here was a plus. But even though it was meant to be a plus or everything in addition to what I was doing in the UK and my other GBC services, nonetheless, the idea would be that devotees would have a real shot at pure devotional service and avoid the mistakes that we had made as an institution, we had made as temples, we had made as individuals elsewhere. But I could see that even though my desire was that everyone practice pure devotional service and be pure devotee, the sort of colorful melange of devotees here yesterday was a testament that the result was actually going to be somewhat different. That for many devotees, Krishna consciousness was not necessarily a way of life, a way of being and thought, word and deed. But for some it's a religion, just like in other religious systems, people have a religion which is something they participate in maybe a few hours a week, or a part of their identity that they write down in a job application. Or Krishna consciousness offers a social milieu, a social type of circle that people would rather identify with than the gross materialistic way of life found outside the temple, like Hinduism. Or people come to Krishna consciousness and practice it out of curiosity or because it's allied with some new age practices. Anyway, it proved to me Krishna's statement, Manushyam sahasreshu kashchid yatati siddhaye yatata masa siddhanam kashchid maam veti tattvataha. That out of thousands and thousands of people, very few are interested in Krishna consciousness. And then out of those who are interested in Krishna consciousness or take up interest, then how many of those become siddha or at least aspire to stay on the path of being siddha? Very, very rare. Krishna consciousness attracts all kinds of people, but the practice of Krishna consciousness will vary from individual upon their natures, their seriousness, circumstances which they allow themselves to become subjected to, many things, but ultimately to how they want to or can practice Krishna consciousness. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote this poem, little book, Vaishnav K, What Kind of Vaishnav Are You? Ultimately, everyone is getting the opportunity for pure devotional service, but perhaps as we reach that stage of pure devotion, which may take years, a lifetime, many lifetimes, we have to keep asking ourselves, Vaishnav ke, what kind of Vaishnav am I? What kind of Vaishnav do I want to be? And honestly keep plowing forward to the standards that Srila Prabhupada gave us. If we lose sight of that, then it may take a long, long time to get back onto the real path of pure Krishna consciousness. It was very nice at the end of the wedding, the brides and grooms spoke, and particularly Anjavati, Devi Dasi, who married Gopi Krishna Prabhu. They already knew each other prior to Krishna consciousness. And she made a very nice little speech. She was saying that, well, this wedding is very grand and very impressive, but actually it's just a step, a stage in the path of Krishna consciousness. It's neither the goal nor the perfection of my life. That was a nice thing to hear. Whereas at some weddings, sometimes I've heard devotees say that this is the happiest day of my life. Anyway, and Anjavati continued to then preach to both the audience, especially her parents, saying that this was an opportunity for her to advance in Krishna consciousness and to progress back home, back to Godhead. And she hoped that her parents coming to the temple and participating was also a step, and that they would take more steps in becoming serious in Krishna consciousness. That was great. That was music to the ears. So we should also remember, manusyam sahasresu yatatam apisiddhanam kaschidmam veti. We need to keep in perspective the fact that we want siddha, we want to become siddhas, we want to be perfect in Krishna consciousness. But to be perfect in Krishna consciousness, we need to make the perfect effort, as difficult as it may be, and keep ourselves in the association of those who also want to be siddha. Otherwise, there is more or less every likelihood that if we keep the association of those who make compromises with the material energy and compromise their Krishna consciousness, that we too will join the ranks of the compromised. I think it was Balaram some time back in the questions asked if I could write about what I feel. Well, this podcast is probably about as close to describing how I feel about yesterday's incident. Mixed experience, good feelings, not so good feelings, but I'm still feeling very good that I had the opportunity to receive from Srila Prabhupada this pure path of Krishna consciousness, and feeling good about the fact that there are many enthusiastic and determined devotees who, despite some unideal example, are still plowing forward to the path of being siddhas. Hare Krishna.